The city, I think, was forced, to make this, create this program, especially for us. And what they were probably just like, what are we gonna do with these people? They won't leave. They're not gonna buy the buildings. They're not gonna just someday show up and say, here's $1 million. We'd like to purchase our building. So they created this thing where they could, I mean, in a way, it seems cool, but at the same time, I think the way they set it up for us is they're kind of like trying to set us up for failure, or at least weed out the bad seeds, and get rid of the bad apples and only keep the real responsible ones who can work and make money and give them money, pay taxes. I think that's what they did. It might be a big trick, who knows? Because the way I see it, we were all just a bunch of squatters, and we didn't want those responsibilities to begin with. So how are they going to turn squatters into responsible citizens? Can they? That's like a social studies experiment that could be studied for the next thousands of years in colleges all over the world. How they turned a bunch of squatters into responsible citizens, tax-paying citizens. Yes, a few of them ended up in jail, but for the most part, we were able to break them too.